It is Monday, July 15th, 2024. This is GQDN, brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, put in the promo code QUEST, and you get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. And also by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a big sale going on. The game schedule has been announced, and there's a Grand Theft Auto cheat code. But we do have an update about Microsoft. According to ggmania.com, the Xbox consoles in Europe and other regions will no longer be in their markets. Now, the fourth generation of Xbox consoles launched back in 2020, and they were the most powerful video game consoles ever. That's according to GG Mania, the site. But it will now be more difficult in some of the regions in the months ahead. And that was via a report that claimed from a leaker on how Microsoft will stop marketing consoles in the EMEA, which is Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, because they will be turning its focus on the other aspects of Xbox businesses. That would include cloud gaming and Game Pass. Now, this is a rumor, so take this with a grain of salt. So yeah, we're in Rumorville. But that started when Xbox saw that they were in third place with just over 131,000 units sold. That's why we saw that tweet via Xbox, and I'll repeat it, quote, "No console, no problem. Xbox gaming is coming to select Amazon Fire TV sticks, where you'll be able to play games directly from the Xbox app," end quote. But with that said, WCCF Tech did say that on the Series X, there's a new kernel exploit collateral damage that was released online. Now, the collateral damage exploit was developed by Emma Kirkpatrick and Lander Brett that does target the system's kernel versions 25398.4478, 25398.4908, and 25398.4909. It does use the GameScript UWP application. And one of the developers on Twitter did say that this was not a jailbreak because it is a system OS in the virtual machine where the app does run, which does have the same environment, so users can control over enabling the dev mode. Now, WCCF Tech says that the collateral damage is not fully reliable because it relies on the CPU side channel and the race conditions, which can fail. That's what they're saying. Because if they do fail, the console will crash and reboot. So basically there wouldn't be any danger of, quote, bricking a system, end quote. That's why they're saying that exploit is best to be used offline for those reasons. So here we go with the Xbox consoles. But I know what's gonna be played on them along with other consoles. College Football 25. It is live right now for all early access players. But according to Dot Esports, were the servers down? Well, they might have been, because Dot Esports was explaining how you can check the server status, because they were looking at the College Football 25 and other EA Sports titles on the official website. So if you're looking for the server status, look for your game first on the EA website, then look for the game status. Now, you could also use the EA app or EA Play for those things as well. But if you can't find anything that way, check the College Football 25 media pages, because people do go to Reddit and Twitter to check for any issues. So, are they down? Let me know if you play the game at Joe Brums on Twitter. And yes, I say Twitter, not X. Anyway, PC Gamer said that Baldur's Gate 3 director is talking again, and Sven Behnke did say that all the awards that they got was being a distraction. So he had an interview with Edge via Games Radar, and they were talking about how the overwhelming access in the award ceremonies had an obstructive, or has been obstructive, to the developer's work. Here's what he said, quote, "It affects development. There's a lot of them. This has been a real problem," end quote. So what they did was they started to rotate the teams. And that's to the various ceremonies, even with the time commitment. Now, while that was all a big honor, Vinick did think that the award season should be organized a little bit better than what it was. Here's what he said about that. Quote, "It would be cool if everybody could agree to do it all at the same time. It's surprisingly draining on the soul. We've all been more emotional because we can't get closure, and you want to have closure at the end of the project," end quote. Now, even they might have had cheat codes, but according to GameSpot, so did Grand Theft Auto. And it was posted up on Twitter, and it was posted up on Twitter because Terrence Shannon Jr., which is a rookie for the Minnesota Timberwolves, had that code as a tattoo. It was on his left shooting forearm. And yes, there's a picture of it on Twitter. And that's on the official Minnesota Timberwolves Twitter post. Yeah, so that's a thing. But if you like James Bond, though, GamesRadar.com said that Project 007 is working on it. And it's a lead, and it is Brinke Lehler, and Games Radar was talking to him about Project 007, or I should say her, my bad. But she said that Project 007 will not look like GoldenEye. So here's what she said, quote, "It's going to be a very cool, very awesome project. I'm super excited about it. And I mean, if you look at what we've done in the past with Hitman 007, just feels organic for us because we've done, you know, stories about agents doing things. So that makes complete sense." So that's why the leads were talking to the teams on how to further develop the game. But about that, she said, quote, "It's so close to our DNA story that it just feels seamless. Seamless integration, you know, and everybody, I mean everybody, is so excited." For the quote, "It's such a great honor to be able to work on such an IP, and we have an amazing relationship with our partner MGM," end quote. And MGM is what we know as the Metro Goldwyn Mayer, which has the rights to James Bond. This is going to be very interesting to see. Now, you know how we talk about computers sometimes. And according to PC Games N, if you're looking for news about the AMD Ryzen 9000, well, that series is coming. And it'll be coming in late July. So basically in just a few days. When I say late July, I mean the very end of July. Wednesday, July 31st. And the four new CPUs will be launched on the 31st. And that'll be the Ryzen 9 9950X, the 12-core Ryzen 9900X, the 8-core Ryzen 7 9600X, and the 6-core Ryzen 5 9600X. And they did post it up, the picture up, I believe, on their social media accounts. So, if you like what you see, if that's in your plans, it's coming. Now, I did say that the EVU 2024 game schedule has been launched, and we're talking esports. We're in the esports corner now, and .esports did say, here is the schedule. Now, it will take place from July 19th through the 21st. So that'll be all this coming weekend, Friday through Sunday. Now, we did talk about the streamers, the hosts, all that stuff. Now, there are 8 games being covered. We've discussed them before. And they will be on many twitch.tv/EVO channels. That's EVO, EVO 2, EVO 3, EVO 4, EVO 5, EVO 6, and EVO 7. And that'll start, times are Pacific times, so I say Pacific, 10 a.m. Pacific, so it'll be 1 p.m. Eastern time. That's when everything starts. So you'll be able to watch all of that stuff. They do have the different colors, the pools, the top 4, or top 24 until top 6, the top 6, and the special. So enjoy it. The finals are coming, and they are this weekend. But we're not ending there. Now, we do talk about the UK. So the UK software sales for Nintendo for last week did have Hogwarts Legacy via NintendoEverything.com up at first. The A Sports FC24 did end up second. Luigi Mansion 2 HD is third. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is fourth. And Minecraft ended up fifth. Now, we end today with a big time sale, because PC Games N did say that Humble Bundle went nuts again because they teamed up with Square Enix. So the Humble Bundle Square Enix Summer Sale will end Tuesday, June 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Wednesday, June 25th, 4 a.m. AEDT. Now the games DLC have the Steam codes. So in order to check that sale out, and there's a lot of games on sale. Final Fantasy VII, the original game, is at 60% off. Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of Elusive Age, is on sale. Final Fantasy VII Remake Integard is on sale. Crisis Core is half off. Octopath Traveler 2 is 40% off. There's a lot of different games on sale, so you should go check that out. Star Ocean The Last Hope, 70% off. Final Fantasy IX, The After Years. There's a lot of stuff on sale. Yes, that game called Forspoken, but that's all we'll say about that. There's a lot of different games. Go check that out. The link to the sale is in the GQDN show notes on our Discord. So if you're a Patreon, you could get our Discord, be able to see it, be able to click on it. Quick link too. We're not that quick. We're adults. We are all Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.